כי הארץ אשר אתה בא שם לרשתה, לא כארץ מצרים היא אשר יצאתם משם, אשר תזרע את זרעך והשקיסה ברגליך כגן הירק. Because the land that you are coming to now to inherit is not like the land of Mitzrayim that you left from over there, that you will seed it and then you will water it regularly like a vegetable garden. Rashi says, how is it that Eretz Yisrael is different than Eretz Mitzrayim? It's better. They were promised when they were leaving from Mitzrayim, they would say, well, maybe we're not going to come to a beautiful land. And Rashi gives a simple proof for how you would know that it's a better land, because Cham, son of Noach, built Chevron and built Tzoan in Mitzrayim. And Derech Eretz tells us that you build a nicer place first, and then you build the less nice place, hence Chevron was built first. And if Eretz Mitzrayim is praiseworthy, if calling it like Gan Hashem and Tzoan is there, so then how much better do you think Eretz Yisrael is going to be, because Chevron is than in Eretz Yisrael? Not only that, Chevron, it says in Yeshayahu, is the worst part of Eretz Yisrael, since it is used to bury dead people. But if that's the worst, and it's better than Mitzrayim, so think how great Eretz Yisrael must be, he says. She comments on the words that you left from, even the land of Ramses, which you dwelt in, which was the best part of Eretz Mitzrayim, still isn't like Eretz Yisrael. That you are mashke beraglecha, that you would use irrigation systems coming regularly from the Nile River, here it doesn't work like that. Here you're dependent on precipitation, the rain. Rashi explains the phrase, a gan yerek is a vegetable garden, requires that it's not enough for the rain, you have to go and actually water it. Ve'aretz asher atem ovrim shama l'rishta, eretz harim uvaka'os, Lamatar Hashamayim Tishtemayim. And the land that you are going and crossing over to now to inherit is a land of hills and valleys, and it drinks from the rain of the sky. She says that a mountain is better than simply a plain, because you can plant on the slopes of the mountain, whereas a plain you only have that area. Rashi counts even five times as much surface area that you can plant on. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh osa tamid eini Hashem Elokecha ba reshis hashana ad acher shana. A land that Hashem your God seeks out constantly, Hashem's eyes are upon it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Rashi asks, does not Hashem seek out all of the lands? And he explains that from Pasuk in Iyov, that despite the fact that Hashem might seek the other lands, he seeks the other lands through Eretz Yisrael. Why are Hashem's eyes constantly on the land of Israel? She explains to see what it needs and to renew his different decrees, sometimes good and sometimes not so good, like it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What does the phrase mean, from the beginning of the year? That on Rosh Hashanah it is judged what will be at the end of the year. V'haya im shemot tishmeru otzotai asher anochi metzaveh eschem hayom la'avas Hashem Elokechem u'la'avdo b'chol levavchem u'chol nafshechem. And it will be, if you surely listen to my mitzvos that I command you today, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. We now move into the familiar second paragraph of Kriya Shema. She says, and what will be? And he explains that this is the criteria for the rain that we just spoke about right before. Rashi says, if you will listen when you were old, you will listen with the new. Meaning that if you will hear what you learned and review what you've learned, then you will also merit to hear new teachings as well. And if you begin to forget, you will forget everything. I will command you this day, Metzaveh Eschem Hayom, that every day should be like you've just heard it anew. To love Hashem, I'll perform the commandments not in order that you shall become rich, or so that you should be called a Rav, or that you should be rewarded. Rather, you should just do it all from Ava, and in the end, the honor will come. And you will serve Him with all of your heart, which means to daven, because that's the avoda which is in your heart. She then says, this looks strangely like the first paragraph of Shema, if you remember from Veschanan, and he says it's to tell you that that was speaking about an individual, and this is speaking about the community. And I will give you rain in your lands in its time, the early and the late rains, and you will gather in your grain and your wine and your oil. She says, if you will do what's your obligation, I will do my obligation. What is rain in its time? At night, so that it shouldn't be a problem for you. What does that mean? Or it also can mean on Shabbos night that everybody's in their house. Yoret is the rain that falls after they've seeded the garden. It nourishes the land and the seeds within it. Malkush is the quarter of rain that comes right at the time of reaping, so that fully ripens. And Malkush also is something late. And you'll gather your grain in, you'll gather it, and not your enemies. I will give grass in your fields for your animals, and you'll eat and you'll be satiated. What's the blessing of having grass? So that you don't have to take the animals to go have them graze in the deserts. They'll eat and be satiated. This is another blessing. The bread should be full in your stomachs, and you'll eat be satiated with it. Yishamru lachem pen yiftel levavchem v'sartim v'avadtem elim acharim v'shtach v'isem lahem. Guard yourself, lest your hearts be seduced, and you will turn away and serve other gods and bow to them. Rashi says, be careful that since you're eating and you're satiated, be careful that you should not rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because a person does not rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu only when he is satiated. You will turn away from the Torah and you will serve other gods. And when a person turns away from the Torah, he ends up serving idols. What are Elohim Acherim? They are those who estrange their worshippers, because their worshippers call to them and they do not answer. And Hashem's anger will flare against you, hold back the heavens, and there will be no rain, and the land will not give forth its produce, and you will be lost quickly from the face of the very good land that Hashem is giving to you. Rashi comments on the words, and you will be lost quickly. First, upon all of the afflictions that I afflict, first I will send you from the land which caused you to sin. Rashi gives a parable to a prince who the king sent to a party and warned him to not eat and drink more than you need, and he wasn't careful and ended up throwing up and making a mess. He took him by his hands and his feet, and they threw him out of the party. Rashi comes to the words quickly, saying that I will not give you a long time. If you'll ask, well, what about Dor HaMabul? Nobody to learn from. And you have somebody to learn from. Samtem es divrei ela al levavchem el nafshechem ukshortem osam liyosidechem v'ayilu tetafos b'nei nechem. And you will place my words on your hearts and on your souls, and you will bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they will be as a reminder, totafos, between your eyes. Comments on the juxtaposition between the commandment to put on tefillin and the threat of exile, he says that even that you will be thrown out from the land, still you will keep the mitzvos, you'll place tefillin and put mezuzahs on your doors, so that you will not be new to you upon your when you return to Eretz Yisrael. V'limadtem osam es b'neichem l'daber b'am b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lachecha v'derech v'shoch b'chav k'necha. And you'll teach them to your children to speak about them when you sit in your house, when you go on the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Rashi comments in the words, to speak about them from the time that a child is able to speak. You teach them Torah Tziva Lana. Moshe taught us the Torah, commanded us the Torah. When your son begins to speak, speak with him in Lashon Kodesh and teach him Torah. And if not, it'll be as if you buried him. Like it says, you will speak to your children to teach them to speak about it. In order that your days should be long and the days of your children. If you do, then your children's lives will be long, and if not, it'll be as if you bury them.
And you'll write on the doorpost of your house and upon your gates,
to increase your days and the days of your children on the land that Hashem has sworn to your forefathers to give to them, all of the days of the heavens on the earth. Rashi says, it says to give to them, not to you. And this is teaching us that in the future, the dead will come back to life, and they will also inherit the land of Eretz Israel.